Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Julie Carrington, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In 1835, apprentices relied on allowances and clothing, which were either reduced or eliminated by planters after the initial transition to the apprenticeship program. However, on this day, October 24, 1835, readers of the Barbadian newspaper were informed about the outcome of a meeting of the Special Justices of the Peace chaired by Lionel Smith at Government House on October 14th. The Special Justices of the Peace were tasked with overseeing the apprenticeship system and looking into the disputes between apprentices and their former masters. In Mr. Smith's presentation, he pointed to instances where the welfare of the apprentices, as it relates to food, clothing, and conditions of work, was not met, and the desire for a good understanding among all the parties involved if the 1833 Abolition Act is to work successfully. It was also pointed out that under the law, the newly freed were entitled to ground provisions or land for farming to feed themselves. Mr. Smith also cautioned the planters that they must exercise good feeling and Christian conduct towards their dependents, warning that failure to do so, the system would not work and therefore any acts of cruelty would result in prosecution. Additionally, the Special Justices of the Peace insisted that apprentices 10 years and older receive 20 pounds of root crops or 10 pints of corn per week, and for those under 10, half of the quantities allocated, 2 pounds of fish per week or 1 quintal per year as stipulated by the law. The clothing distributed included jackets, shirts, petticoats, trousers, caps or handkerchiefs, skin threads, and blankets. For apprentices 16 years and over, they received half an acre of land to grow provisions, and for the under 16s, a quarter acre commencing in April. They were paid at a rate of 6 shillings and 3 pence for 3 months, or 1 pound 5 shillings a year, which is equivalent to 17 days of work. The formerly enslaved deeply resented the injustice of forced labor and limited freedom under the apprenticeship system, and by 1838, it ended prematurely due to widespread criticisms from abolitionists and the apprentices.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.